Texte numéro 42. Inside DuPont's and Monsanto's migrant labour camps. An in-depth investigation reveals that multi-billion dollar big ag corporations, including DuPont Pioneer and Monsanto, as well as small-scale farmers, routinely use labour recruiters who crowd migrant workers in housing riddled with health and safety violations, such as bedbug infestations and a lack of running water. A newly built public database of housing inspection records exposes the dramatic scope of the problem. When state inspectors visit migrant labour camps, they find violations as much as 60% of the time. In 2012, seven migrant farm workers sued the agricultural giant Monsanto, charging that the $4 per acre piece rate they were paid for corn detasseling in Indiana was substantially less than the federal minimum wage. That was not the only way they were cheated, according to the initial complaint filed by the non-profit Texas Rio Grande Legal Aid. A labour recruiter for Monsanto, also named as a defendant, promised the farm workers free housing with kitchen facilities. But the workers were instead housed in a cramped motel, then moved to a former nursing home and charged $300 per room. The kitchen was a school bus that had been outfitted with stoves and refrigerators, but lacked proper ventilation or adequate space to accommodate the more than 30 migrant farm workers. Asked for comment, Monsanto spokesperson Carla Lord said, "We are committed to working quickly and collaboratively with state legal aid groups to address any worker concerns, as we did with this case. We expect that all housing provided for use by workers providing services to Monsanto meets all required federal, state, and local safety and health standards." The lawsuit was settled for an undisclosed amount in 2013 and dismissed with prejudice. Millions of migrants who pick and process America's fruits and vegetables face difficult and dangerous working conditions, including high risks of heat stroke, dehydration, and exposure to toxic pesticides. The Monsanto lawsuit highlights that their plight often doesn't end there. When workers leave the fields, many return to housing riddled with health and safety hazards, housing that's often owned or arranged by employers or employers' agents. While state and federal officials are charged with overseeing migrant housing, thousands of inspection records obtained from eight states under the Freedom of Information Act show that some facilities continue racking up housing violations year after year. Fearful of complaining, migrant farm workers often spend months living in the substandard housing, some even paying substantial rent fees out of their meagre paychecks. When state inspectors visit migrant housing, they find health and safety violations as much as 60% of the time. But a fractured regulatory system leaves state agencies with little power to compel repairs. Problems documented in the Midwest Center's database include black mold, pest infestations, and overflowing sewage. Adapted from In These Times, November 2016.